Welcome to another episode of The Person Behind the Person. Today we are in Bristol. We are at Renton Harper Periodontics Practice, but actually we weren't filming periodontics. We were with Dr. Mike Gregory filming some aspects of partial dentures. You've enjoyed your day, Mike, today?
It's been great. Interesting. When perio fails, I come in.
Yeah, or with perio, right?
Yeah, at with perio as well. No, we it's not saying. Completely failed,
and,
but yeah.
But it's great, actually, watching all the techniques and doing the live impression filming. The truth is, impressions, when you go into the detail, although people say it's simple, it's not simple. There's so much you can take to it to get it right. Just small things and nuances. That's what I got out of it today. Little nuances can really give you the great impression.
That's right, actually. I mean, I talk to people who've been doing stuff for years and they think, oh my God, why didn't I do it like this for the last 20 years? Why did I let slide standards just drop a bit? And then all of a sudden they love taking impressions.
Yes.
It's such a satisfying thing. It's because you know when it's right. And I remember being a student and there's two things that was a mystery to me is what the outcome's going to be like. One was radiographs. Have I cone cut it? Have I missed the apex? Have I got kangaroo teeth? And the other was impressions. And both of them are the same thing. You cross your fingers until it had been processed or it's set, and you take it out of the mouth, take it out of the process, thinking, oh God, I've got to do it again.
Yeah.
And you shirt, you demonstrate, thinking, I know it's rubbish, but please tell me it's okay.
Yeah.
And if you stick to the protocols, the guesswork out of prosthetics impression taking, I think you can get rid of.
And it's just doing the small things really well. And that's what I found. Take those guessworky bits out to the small things and just get bits done. I mean, I remember my first impression, complete dentures, upper and lower. And made me do the upper impression 25 times.
God.
Do it again. Away from this, how did you actually get into the world of dentures? Because you've now built an interesting reputation. From people knowing that
it was easy. Having been a model maker as a child, my mum found me a job as a trainee technician.
Right.
I thought, God, I've made models all my teenage years and love making model aircraft. And I was a stupid 16-year-old. I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do. It didn't matter. And her mum says, go and spend a day with a family dentist and technician on site. And I went there and I thought, oh my God, this is making models for a living? This is just magic. So, that's it. So basically, I left school at 16, went into that, I spent 4 years training to be a technician.
Yeah.
And 4 years, one term, training to be a dentist. So I spent almost as long training as a technician. I was so lucky. The training was amazing. It was the London, before it was a Royal London.
Royal London in Leicester Square.
No, that was the Royal.
Right.
So I went to the London, which was at Whitechapel.
Whitechapel, okay,
which then
yes.
got promoted to the Royal London when the Royal shut in Leicester Square. And now it's Barts.
Yes, correct.
I spent 4 brilliant years there training to be a technician. I just loved every minute of it.
Wow.
Magic.
And I think you could see that. The knowledge translates itself, right, from technical to the clinical to the technical.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, my wife says, I take stuff for granted. And she's probably right. I mean, because when I'd done my 4 years training, I then went to UCH in the middle of London, which is also shut down.
Yeah.
And the last 8 years there was teaching undergraduates the lab side of prosthetics. So what else was I going to do except prosthetics when prosthetics. I graduated? It's just, I've seen so many cases over the years.
And now you enjoy teaching as well, part of that.
I've always loved teaching.
I started
teaching when I was, 23 when I started teaching. So I was in the lab. So I was 2 years older than students. So I was just on the same level with them.
Yeah.
And I like to kid myself, and I might be kidding myself, but I'm still on the same level now after all these years. So I've never stopped teaching. Even when I stopped being a technician to train to be a dentist, I'm still teaching my year. I have to do prosthetics. So.
And what do you enjoy other than dentistry in your spare time or things that keep you occupied?
Well, I used to avidly ride motorbikes.
Right.
Avidly. I used to do track days, and then sold the practice and I thought I'm going to pack in one work one day. And for years I'd wanted to get a dog. I had dogs as a child and I said I'm not going to get a dog till I can give it all my time.
Yeah.
So the deal was we'd get a dog the day I retired. So I retired on a Wednesday having lined up a dog and I had to be vetted by the owner who was a family friend and we picked the dog up on the Wednesday and he's just now my life.
It's called Bowie.
Bowie.
Yes, correct.
And so I've stopped riding bikes now. Uh-huh. He's just the most divine little guy. And he's with my mother-in-law today, and she's looking up, but I can't wait to see him. And the greeting you get from a dog is just second to none.
That's
right. And I've had dogs before, but when you get a cockapoo, my God, they just go nuts when they see you.
Whether it's been 5 minutes or a whole day, they'll come back to you and be your best friend, right?
Exactly.
It's an amazing feeling to have.
And they talk to
you,
and you can talk to them, and it doesn't matter, nobody understands anything. It's just...
Get your walks in, get your steps in.
Oh, God, yeah, get
well,
my steps
right?
in.
Fresh air. Yeah. Right, got to take this one. He's a banker normally, never got any money. But he does ask the question, who or what inspires you? And it's always a tough question to come through.
What inspires me? Students inspire me to keep teaching because you see pennies drop.
Yeah.
You talk to students, and I'm lucky that I've been teaching so long at Bristol. Now we teach in groups of 8 or 10. So you have a tutorial before we go on clinic.
Yes.
And you can make eye contact with everybody in the room. And you can see, ping, they've got it. And the same on clinic. They say, how do you do this? How do you do that? And you do it one way, you do it another way. And then all of a sudden they get it. And then they actually prove they've got it because they can go and do it.
Yeah, that's right.
So that just drives me on. And the other thing we've said today numerous times, John Besford.
Yes.
Who was a world-leading exponent of prosthetic stents, who's now retired. And I've known him for a long time. Funny, I knew him in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a 16-year-old, scruffy 16, and I could hear him walking around the clinic. He's got a distinctive voice, wears a bow tie. And I got to know him over the last 15 years, and he's just driven me to teach better, take photographs, and just... So John and the students just drive me on.
It's very nice. It's someone who's inspired you and someone you inspire, isn't it?
It's just
almost
lovely.
A chain. That's really good. Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure. For
it's
you
been great.
To spend the day with you. We've had a great lunch today as well.
We did have a good lunch today.
Which was great fun. And just seeing that enthusiasm, it's always nice to see, you know, that energy, that positivity that rubs off on everyone else. What's the last words of parting wisdom that you would say to anyone in the journey of just dentistry and life?
Just do the bit of dentistry you like. Yeah. If you've got, I got told off a few years ago by an FD I was teaching, because somebody said exactly the same question to me. What's your advice to you guys? And I said, just do the dentistry light. And she said to me afterwards, it's all very well you saying that, but as an FD, you can't do that. But as you go through life, just focus. Just try and do more of what you like. And try not to, if you can avoid doing the stuff you don't like. Like, I hate surgery.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get involved in blood and gore. So I've just avoided it. Not, you know, just dropped it. But just, if I can sub it out. So just do what you love. And just get inspired by other people.
It's just... honing yourself into that.
Yeah, and
really,
now I've got to the point where all I do is removables, and it's the best job. My wife says he'll never retire, much to her disgust, and she might be right, but yeah.
You know what? You mixed your vocation and vacation into one, and that's not a bad place to be, I think.
I'm a lucky guy.
So that's the person behind the person, Mike, being the lucky guy who enjoys doing what he likes. Go and check out the lecture series on tubules. On dentures, it's really so many little gems of wisdom that you'll enjoy.